testing. This is a sound recording. I just want to see what it sounds like whispering at this temperature over an app. My brush with the Russian Mafia. As Karina says, it's a recipe for disaster, leaving Matt alone all day with internet connection. I replied to one of those emails that asked for your bank details. Well, they'll deposit an amount of money into your bank account, of which 10% is your handling fee. And you have 90% to be sent by post to a specified address in St. Petersburg, Russia, via Western Union money transfer. After giving them my details, I discovered to my great surprise £3,500 in my bank account the following day. I went straight to the bank to withdraw the money in cash. Then all I had to do was walk across the road, take my 10%, and send the rest to Russia with love. But a greater wisdom of some degree swept through me, and instead I decided to caution on the safe side by taking my 10% out in cash, as per planned, and the rest as a banker's check. But to my horror, Western Union wouldn't accept banker's checks, only cash. So off I went to the bank again. The bank teller said that she needed to see her manager and will be a few minutes. After 5 minutes, I asked what the delay was, and she said the manager was in a meeting. I waited 2 minutes longer and left. With my 10% cash in my pocket, I walked to the guitar shop and bought myself an electric Fender guitar before catching a bus home to say sorry to the Russians about losing their 90%. I emailed the Russians to update them on the situation. They weren't happy, not happy at all, telling me to go back to the bank and get it. But decided not to bother after I got a call from the bank manager. He wanted to know why £3,500 had been illegally withdrawn from a customer's account and deposited into mine. I explained to him that it was a financial donation to my SOS political party. Luckily, I remembered that I had once posted my bank details on the Mad magazine internet message board, asking people to give me money support to my political dream of eliminating war, poverty and child abuse, righting the wrongs of mankind. I'm a victim of bank fraud here, I reminded him. He told me that I was liable to repay the missing 10%, and I explained that I'd already spent it and couldn't give it back. I kept crying victim until the matter was closed. With mutual agreement, I wasn't to darken their doors for a century or more. The long and short of it was this: I got away with it. My brush with the Russian Mafia. Karina discovered the plot when she came round a Russian wise agency website on the laptop. This was their cover for their illegal activities. I sent one more email to them, angry after the realization that if I had sent the money, I would have been the idiot who would have had to pay it back. I thought we were friends, the Russians and I. I haven't heard from them since. I live in fear over the coming days. Whenever the phone rang and the line went dead, I thought, the Russians. Whenever there was a knock at the door, is it the Russians? Every night I treble-checked the locks, fearing the Russians. But it had got to be worth it. I got an electric Stratocaster Fender guitar out of it.